Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Memra by Avram Goldar, and today Masechus Zvachim, Daf Pei Beis, the 8th parak, called Zvachim. So the three dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous daf, Tanaim discuss which korbanos become invalidated when their blood is brought lifnim. Rabbi Akiva says, called dam sheniknesu chaper behechol psuin, any bloods which were brought into the hechol to atone are invalidated. The Chachamim say this law only applies to achatas, and Rabbi Eliezer says it only applies to anashim. The Gemara seeks Rabbi Akiva's source for including all karbanos in this rule, and after the first suggestion is rejected, it concludes with the braisa darshaning kol chatas, any chatas, to include kachim kadashim, and the extra vav in the kol chatas to include all kachim kalim. Rabbi Yossi Agulli said to Rabbi Akiva, "Avio atamar b'kol yom kulo, even if you include additional karbanos all day long, eni shomeilcha, I'll not listen to you. Rather, kol comes to include achata tzibur, and the extra vav comes to teach that this law applies not only to the more common female chatas, but even to a male chatas." The Gemara clarifies that Rabbi Yossi Agulli himself holds the pasuk is not about this law at all, but he was responding according to Rabbi Akiva's understanding. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that if one was makabel blood in two cups, and one cup left the azar and was thereby disqualified, the second cup remains valid. However, nignas echod mehem lifnim, if one of the cups entered inside the heichel, Rabbi Yossi Haglili rules the other cup valid, but the Chachamim say it is pasul. Although Rabbi Yossi Haglili advances a kavah chomer to prove that the second cup should remain valid, the Rabban Darshan asher yuva midama, that from its blood shall be brought, teaching that afil mixas dama, even if some of its blood enters the heichel, the entire carbon is disqualified. They agree that blood which leaves the azar does not disqualify the carbon because asher yuva implies hadniknas posel bena yotzi posel. Only blood which enters the heichel invalidates the remaining blood, but blood which leaves the azara does not invalidate the remaining blood. And point number three, Rava asks, is the blood of the Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur and Sir Avodas Kochavim, whose blood is applied in the heichel, disqualified by entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Do we say that since the Pasuk says El HaKodesh Pnima, to the holy inside, so only where the disqualification of blood brought El HaKodesh into the holy, the heichel applies, do we apply the disqualification of blood brought pnima inside the Kodesh Kodashim, but these karbanos, whose blood is not disqualified by entering the heichel, would also not be disqualified in the Kodesh Kodashim? Or do we say shelo b'mkomonu, the blood is not in its proper place and so is invalidated? Assuming it is invalidated, he asks a second question regarding the par and seir of Yom Kippur, whose blood is sprinkled in the Kodesh Kodashim. If after the hazah, he took the blood out and brought it back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, are they disqualified? Is it considered Mekoman, their proper place, or Hayova Nafak Nafak, once it went out, and re-entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim disqualifies them? If so, what if he sprinkled on the Paroches and brought it out towards Mizbech HaPnimi for its applications and then brought it back inwards? Is the Heichel considered one place, or is it considered to have left and re-entered? The Gemara concludes, Teku. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, on the previous daf, Tanaim discuss which karbanos become invalidated when the blood is brought lifnim. Rabbi Akiva says, kol dam sheniknesu chaper behechol psuin, any bloods which were brought into the heichel to atone are invalidated. The Chachamim say this law only applies to achatas, and Rabbi Eliezer says it only applies to anashim. The Gemara seeks Rabbi Akiva's source for including all karbanos in this rule, and after the first suggestion is rejected, it concludes with the braisa darshaning kol chatas, any chatas, to include kachim kadashim, and the extra vav in the kol chatas to include all kachim kalim. Rabbi Yossi Agulli said to Rabbi Akiva, "Avio atamar b'kol yom kulo, even if you include additional karbanos all day long, eni shomeilcha, I'll not listen to you. Rather, kol comes to include achata tzibur, and the extra vav comes to teach that this law applies not only to the more common female chatas, but even to a male chatas." The Gemara clarifies that Rabbi Yossi Agulli himself holds the pasuk is not about this law at all, but he was responding according to Rabbi Akiva's understanding. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that if one was makabel blood in two cups, and one cup left the azar and was thereby disqualified, the second cup remains valid. However, nignas echod mehem lifnim, if one of the cups entered inside the heichel, Rabbi Yossi Haglili rules the other cup valid, but the Chachamim say it is pasul. Although Rabbi Yossi Haglili advances a kavah chomer to prove that the second cup should remain valid, the Rabban Darshan asher yuva midama, that from its blood shall be brought, teaching that afil mixas dama, even if some of its blood enters the heichel, the entire carbon is disqualified. They agree that blood which leaves the azar does not disqualify the carbon because asher yuva implies hadniknas posel bein hayotzi posel. only blood which enters the heichal invalidates the remaining blood, but blood which leaves the azara does not invalidate the remaining blood. And point number three, Rava asks, is the blood of the Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur and Sir Avodas Kochavim, whose blood is applied in the heichal, disqualified by entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Do we say that since the Pasuk says El HaKodesh Pnima, to the holy inside, so only where the disqualification of blood brought El HaKodesh into the holy, the heichal applies, do we apply the disqualification of blood brought Pnima, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but these karbanos, whose blood is not disqualified by entering the heichal, would also not be disqualified in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Or do we say shelo bimkomonu, the blood is not in its proper place and so is invalidated? Assuming it is invalidated, he asks a second question regarding the par and seir of Yom Kippur, whose blood is sprinkled in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If after the hazah, he took the blood out and brought it back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, are they disqualified? Is it considered mekoman, their proper place, or hayov nafak nafak, once it went out, and re-entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim disqualifies them? If so, what if he sprinkled on the paroches and brought it out towards Mizbech HaPnimi for its applications and then brought it back inwards? Is the heichal considered one place, or is it considered to have left and re-entered? The Gemara concludes, teku. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Pei Beis, and our standard siman is peanut butter. Peanut butter, so here goes. The kohen who used a peanut butter jar to bring blood from any carbon into the heichal, making it pasul, was surprised to hear that he had also pasul the rest of the blood from that carbon, and was almost run over by a kohen with a peanut butter jar with blood from a parlam davar running into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So once again, in slow motion. The kohen who used a peanut butter jar, peanut butter, that must be on daf pei beis. The kohen who used a peanut butter jar to bring blood from any carbon into the heichal, making it pasul, which reminds us, Rabbi Kiva holds any carbon's blood which is brought lifnim is invalidated. So the kohen used a peanut butter jar to bring blood from any carbon into the heichal, making a pasul, was surprised to hear that he had also pasul the rest of the blood from that carbon, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one was makabel blood in two cups, and one cup left the azara and was thereby disqualified, the second cup remains valid. However, nignas echad mehem lifnim, if one of the cups entered inside the heichal, Rabbi Yossi Galili rules the other cup valid, but the chachamim say it is pasul. So the kohen used a peanut butter jar to bring blood from any carbon into the heichal, making it pasul, was surprised to hear that he had also pasuled the rest of the blood from that carbon, and was almost run over by a kohen with a peanut butter jar with blood from a parlam davar running into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which reminds us, Rama asks, is the blood of the parlam davar shel tzibur and sir avodas kochavim, whose blood is applied in the heichal, disqualified by entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Do we say that since the pasuk says el hakodesh pnima, to the holy inside, so only where the disqualification of blood brought el hakodesh into the holy, meaning the heichal, applies, do we apply the disqualification of blood brought pnima inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but these karbanos, whose blood is not disqualified for entering the heichal, would also not be disqualified in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Or do we say, shlumim komonhu, the blood is not in its proper place, and so is invalidated? The Gemara concludes, teku. So once again, the kohen who used a peanut butter jar to bring blood from any carbon into the heichal, making it pasul, was surprised to hear that he had also pasul the rest of the blood from that carbon, and was almost run over by a kohen with a peanut butter jar with blood from a parlam davar running into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach hazara. Daf ein ches. So the simmer daf ein ches is someone going, ugh. So here goes. The kohen who yelled, ugh, ugh, that must be on daf ein ches. The kohen who yelled, ugh, when wine dripped into the blood to be sprinkled, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if the dam of a carbon became mixed with water, im yesh bo mar dam, if it has the appearance of blood, it's valid. If it became mixed with red wine, roino soki hu mayim, we view it as if it were water, and if the blood in this amount of water would appear as blood, it is valid. So, the kohen who yelled, ugh, when wine dripped into the blood to be sprinkled, was drowned out by the kohen yelling, ugh, while eating a mixture of pigel, noser, and tameh, even though he was exempt from Malkus, which reminds us, Rish Lakish says, "Hapigol v'noser v'atami shablalan zeh bezeh." If someone mixed pigol noser and tamei kadshim with one another and ate them, he's completely putter. Although there was a kazayis of each iser, because yevshur shul yarba min al chaver v'yabatlenu, it's impossible that one type of iser should not overwhelm the other and nullify it. Rashi explains that as he chews, parts of each iser become mixed into the other and batel to it. Since they'll not exchange parts exactly equally, one Isser will invariably emerge larger, and he can only be liable for that Isser. Since his Isser is unknown, the Asra, the warning to him, is an Asra suffix and uncertain warning. This proves three principles, the first one being, Isurim mevatlin zeh ezeh, prohibited items can nullify one another. So the kohen who yelled ach when wine dripped into the blood to be sprinkled was drowned out by the kohen yelling ach while eating a mixture of pigel nosher and tameh, even though he was exempt from malchus, who was completely drowned out by the kohen by the mikveh yelling ach while trying to imagine that the milk in the tameh bucket immersed in the mikveh was actually red wine, which reminds us, in a braisa it states that where a tameh bucket which had white wine or milk in it, which was immersed in the mikveh, Reb Yudah says, Roinu sogihu yain adam, we view the wine or the milk as if it were red wine. Imdi hamareu kasher, if there's so little wine that its color would have become faint through dilution of the mikveh water, the tevilah is valid. But if the redness of the wine would still be present, the tevilah is not valid, although this wine is actually white. Daf Ayin Tes, the Siman Daf Ayin Tes is an Ada pen, and we use a sofer for the Siman. So here goes. The sofer, that must be on Daf Ayin Tes, 8 pen, sofer. The sofer made beautiful bittel signs for taste, rove, and appearance, which reminds us, Rava summarizes the biblical rules of bittel. Amar Rabbanan Batama, the rabbi said that the lach of one type of mixture is determined by flavor. That's in the case of min b'she'en omino. Amar Rabbanan Baruba, the rabbi said another type of mixture is determined by majority, referring to min b'mino. Amar Rabbanan B'chazusa, and the rabbi said a third type of mixture is determined by appearance, and that's when it has nothing to do with taste, such as when one substance falls into a mikvah. So the sofer made beautiful bittel signs for taste, rove, and appearance, was eating a hilla zakin sandwich, which had the words ein mitzvos mevatel zo zo on the paper wrapping, which reminds us on the previous daf, Reish Lakish said that isurim nullify each other in the mixture. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, kishem she'ein mitzvos mevatel zo zo, just as mitzvos do not nullify one another, kach ein isurim mevatel zo zo, so too, forbidden items do not nullify one another. Rather, bittel only applies to a mixture of permitted and forbidden substances. The source of mitzvos do not nullify each other is hilla, as the Brisa states, Amr Lav al Hilal Azakin, they said about Hilal Azakin, Sheya Korchan Bavas Achaz Ba'ochlan, that he would wrap them, meaning the Pesach, the Matzah, and the Maror, together and eat them because the Pasuk says, Al Matzahs Amorim Yochlu, together with Matzahs and bitter herbs, they shall eat it, the Pesach. We see that Hilal was not concerned that the flavor of the Mar would nullify the flavor of the Matzah. So the sofer made beautiful bittel signs for taste, rove, and appearance, was eating a hilah hazaken sandwich, which had the words ein mitzvahs mevatel zo zo on the paper wrapping, and had an amas hamayim running through a studio where dama tamsis mixed with dama nefesh flowed. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas about carbon blood mixed with invalid blood or dama tamsis. The machlokas is explained in two ways. Rav Zvit said, they argue about gozrin gezer b'migdash, whether we make decrees in the migdash. The Tanakhama says they decree to spill our blood mixed with invalid blood, even when there's not enough to nullify the valid blood, to prevent a mixture from being used where there is enough invalid blood to nullify the valid blood. Rav Eliezer says they do not disqualify karbanos to prevent such mistakes. Rav Papa says that all Tanaim agree we make gzeros in the Mikdash, but they argue about Dama Tamsis Matzu with Rabbos al Dama Nefesh, whether it's common for the last blood to be more than the lifeblood. The Tanakhama considers it common, so a decree was enacted, and Rebbe Eliezer holds it uncommon, so no decree was necessary. According to Rav Papa, Rebbe Eliezer only argues in the case of Dama Tamsis. Daf Pei, so the Simur Daf Pei is a painter. So here goes. When the painter, that must more on Daf Pei. When the painter who mixed up the red paint designed to go on the four sides of the Mizbeach painting, titled Baltosi Baltigra, with the paint for one side, realized his mistake, which reminds us, the next mission discusses various blood mixtures of a karbanos. If blood of karbanos of the same number of matanos are mixed, he should do that number of matanos. If blood requiring matan arba, four-sided application, was mixed with blood requiring a single matana, Rabbi Eliezer says he should make four matanos, because if he only makes one, haru over al baltigra, he's thereby transgressing do not subtract by doing fewer than the four necessary for those karbanos. Rabbi Yeshua says he should only make one matana, because if he performs four, haru over al baltosif, he's thereby transgressing baltosif do not add on the karbanos requiring one matana. So when the painter who mixed up the red paint designed to go on four sides of the Mizbeach painting, titled Baltosi Baltigra, with the paint for one side, realized his mistake, he gasped so loud that the painter using Mechatas colors dropped some water in his paint, invalidating, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the case where Mechatas had some water mixed in, which touches on the topics of whether Yesh Bila and Hazah Tzricha Shiur. So when the painter who mixed up the red paint designed to go on four sides of the Mizbeach painting titled Baltosi Baltigra, with the paint for one side, realized his mistake, he gasped so loud that the painter using Mechatas colors dropped some water in his paint, invalidating it. And the painter with two jars, one for the top of his Mizbeach canvas and one for the bottom, got them mixed up, but was allowed to use both. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what is done in the case where Hanitanang Lamala, that the bloods meant to be placed Lamala above, get mixed with Nitanang Lamata, bloods which should be placed below the Chuta Sikra. Daf Pei Aleph. So the Siman Daf Pei Aleph is a grandpa. So here goes. Grandpa Cohen, grandpa. That must mean we're on Daf Pei Aleph. Grandpa Cohen, who showed his grandkids on his Mizbeach wall model that he proudly built, that shiraim of a chattis mixed with blood of an ola can be applied to the lower part of the wall from which they'll drip to the yisod, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether shiraim can be placed on the Mizbeach wall to drip down to the yisod, or must they be placed directly on top of the yisod. So Grandpa Cohen, who showed his grandkids on a Mizbeach wall model that he proudly built, that shiraim of a chattis mixed with blood of an ola can be applied to the lower part of the wall from which they'll drip to the yesod, whereas blood of a bechor mixed with blood of an ola can be applied above the chuta sikra, since ain olin mevatlin zeh zeh, which reminds us, a braisa darshan's a pasuk about bechor kodesh heim, their holy teaching, shim nisar bedam kad shim acherim yikruvu, that if its blood became mixed with blood of other karbanas, they should still be offered. The Gemara explains that this braisa refers to the blood of a bechor and ola, which both required matanas below the chuta sikra. Since it seems obvious that their blood should be applied, the Gemara explains the chiddush, the ein olin mevatlin zeh zeh, that karbanas do not nullify one another, meaning although there's more blood of one karban than the other, the blood of each remains valid for matanos. The Gemara brings two additional sources for this principle and explains why all are necessary. So Grandpa Cohen, who showed his grandkids on his Mizbeach wall model that he proudly built, that shiraim of a chattis mixed with blood of an ola can be applied to the lower part of the wall from which they'll drip to the yesod, whereas blood of a bechor mixed with blood of an ola can be applied above the chuta sikra, since ein olin mevatlin zeh zeh, had one grandchild demonstrate that pouring diminished shiraim of a chattis pinimis on the yesod was not ma'akim, even according to the one who holds not pouring the shiraim is ma'akev, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that even according to the opinion that failure to pour the shiraim of a chattis pinimis prevents a carbon's validity, chasru ein ma'akvin, if the shiraim were merely diminished, they do not prevent the carbon's validity. All right, so now it's time to cuckoo with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we discuss whether shiraim can be placed on the Mizbeach wall or only on the top of the yesod? That's on daf Pe'alef. Good. Number two. Which stuff do you discuss whether the blood of a pnimius, of a parlam davar shel tzibur, for example, is it disqualified by entering lifnai lifnim? That's on daf Pebes. Good. Number three. Which stuff do you discuss various blood mixtures of a karbanos requiring a different number of matanos and the malchokas whether one would be over on baltosi or baltigra? That's on daf Pei. Good. Number four. Which stuff do you discuss how the log shemen of a safek mitzor muchlat is brought? That's on daf Ayin Vav. Good. Number five. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is if dam of a carbon became mixed with water, wine, or chulin blood? That's on daf Ayin Ches. Good. Number six. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is if a bucket of white wine or milk became immersed in a mikvah? That's on daf Ayin Ches. Good. Number seven. Which daf do we machok is it bringing some blood lifnim disqualifies all the blood of the carbon? That's on daf Pebes. Good. Number eight. Which daf do we learn from the case of one who ate a mixture of pigol nosher and tame that isurin mevatlin zeh zeh? That's on daf Ayin Ches. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Kiva holds any carbon's blood which is brought lifnim is invalidated? That's on daf Pebes. Great. And number 10. Which stuff do you learn about Hillel Zaken's practice of wrapping the carbon pesach, matzah, and maror together? And we go in ein mitzvos mevatlos zozo. That's on daf Ayin Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.